know, getting a win was huge. The way we did it, you know, I was real impressed with the guys. They played hard against a very good team, and, you know, especially coming back from what happened 2 weeks prior to that, you know, it felt real good to get that done.
Julio, you know, turning a, you know, banner season here. I know you're not going to go for records and so forth, but he has shot at a couple. But how do y'all approach this game? Just try to stay balanced like you've been the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, the same way we try to approach every game. You know, we always want to stay balanced. Phil gives you the best chance to win. You would love to get Julio the record as much as anyone, but, you know, that's got to happen naturally. You know, you got to think about winning the game and attacking their coverages, and I got a pretty strong feeling they're going to make it pretty hard to go to them that much also.
They're ranked low, but there's some players over there, Browner, a couple other guys and so forth. How do you view that Saints unit over there?
It'll be a challenge, like every week in the NFL. You know, every week's a challenge, and you got to come ready to play or you get embarrassed. And I do think they've done a lot of good things. I thought they've gotten better throughout the year. They got some real good players over there who have caused some issues for a lot of teams. I know they caused us some earlier in the year when we played them a while ago. But I know it'll be a challenge Sunday, and looking forward to seeing our guys be up for it.
Just in general terms, what's maybe, I know you're pleased with some things throughout the season, but what's maybe the biggest regret that you have throughout the whole season that you say, man, I wish this could have worked out this way?
I mean, not getting a chance to go to the playoffs, you know, is, you know, that's everyone's goal to get into the playoffs. So you have a chance at reaching the goal that everyone has, and that's winning the Super Bowl. And anytime you don't make the playoffs, it's a big disappointment. And usually when it's all said and done, there's usually only one team at the end of the year that's happy. You know, so that's, I'm pretty much upset every year because I haven't been a part of winning a Super Bowl yet. But, you know, I think we have accomplished some things this year, but we definitely didn't accomplish what we set out to do. And I've never been looking forward to an off season so much to where I think we can improve in a lot of ways. And I know we're going to, and I really look forward to getting the start next year. But besides answering your question, I'm not going to be thinking about that till Monday.
You all had put in the you know, I don't think people appreciate how much overhaul there was with putting in the running game and then trying to piece together the passing game. Could you talk about, you know, that process and, you know, looking forward to, you know, getting back to that in the offseason?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's nice to go through seasons with players. You know, we didn't have a lot of continuity here, especially on the O-line, moving those guys around and really not settling on that group until, you know, about 7 days before we played Philly. And, you know, we've gotten to play with the same group for all the year. You know, a couple guys have missed some games here and there. But I think, you know, when you get that continuity with a group of guys who have played in a system for now a full year, you get better. You get better each year. And the more time you get through it, you know, you like to rep it and everything throughout the off season, but you're going against your own defense and stuff. And you really don't learn until going through the year. And I think we've definitely had our ups and downs. I know we came out stronger than that whole time through the middle, but I think we've been getting a lot better here these last couple weeks, and I hope that can continue into this week versus New Orleans, and I have real high expectations for us next year too.
And you all should make strides in the running game too, but the passing game and the route combinations going forward, do you all learn out some stuff about those two? Passing part of it?
Yeah, you learn everything. I mean, you learn how to adjust your personnel as the year goes, how to get to know your guys, how they get to know me, and you're constantly adjusting. There's nothing new with that. You know, they've ran a similar system around here with those, with what they've done for the past 7 years. And some things were different this year, but we adjusted throughout the year. You know, we'll see how it goes, how this finishes out when we go back and watch the tape, and we'll put the stuff together that we think is best for the players that we have in this building. And I'm looking forward to doing it. You know, I think we've done some good things in the past game. We started out better in the run game, but I'm looking to being more consistent in both areas throughout the year.